The God Who Sees Me. After Abram had lived in Canaan for 10 years, Sarai became concerned that she hadn't yet had the child like the Lord promised. She said to her husband, "I have a solution for this problem. Go to bed with my slave Hagar. When she delivers a child, it'll be just the same as if I had the child." Abram agreed and did as she said. But as soon as Hagar became pregnant, she started acting like she was better than Sarai. This made Sarai angry. She said to Abraham, "You're the one who has caused all my problems. You got my slave pregnant, and now she thinks she's better than me." Abram said, "Well, she's your slave. Do whatever you want with her." So Sarai started beating Hagar and humiliating her in any way she could. Finally, the slave ran away. She went to a spring of water and collapsed next to it. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord said to her, "Hagar, what are you doing?"
Oh Lord, I'm running away from Sarai, my mistress."
Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. God has heard your crying out in pain. Go back and submit to Sarai, even if she beats you. You'll have a son, and you'll call him Ishmael. He'll be a fighting man and be at odds with everyone. I'll multiply your descendants so much you wouldn't be able to count them." Hagar was amazed and said, I have seen the God who sees me." So she named the spring, "The Well of the Living God Who Sees Me." She then went back and submitted herself to Sarai. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar gave birth to her son. Abram named the child Ishmael, which means God hears.